Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I have a question. Why all of a sudden does Alexis have a camera set up looking at herself, and why did she get quiet all of a sudden too? And all deep in thought.
I can answer half of that.
Because, I mean, for the last part of the regular old show, like say the last hour or so, she's been preoccupied with something else.
I don't know what that is. I do know the camera is set up because Adam, our manager, has an idea for a video project, and he told her, shoot the demo today. Which pissed me off because he's not paying attention to what he's asking for, and it's aggravating as hell. And he and I just had a conversation about it, but that's neither here nor there. And so we had to explain to him what you're asking for won't work. We need stands for these cameras. He said, okay, just shoot a demo today. Let me see the quality. Okay, cool. So that's what she's been doing with the camera. Yeah. You only need like 3 minutes or so.
There's a whole app, and I forgot I deleted the app for it, and I was trying to figure out what the app was because it doesn't say on the box.
So you've been preoccupied. Why you've been quiet is you've been preoccupied.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out because I'm like, I forgot what app this is. Yeah. I figured it out.
So it's working now? So you have a camera stand, a phone stand thing that follows your movements and all of that?
Yes.
To video you? Okay.
Your mom and
And we're we're all going to have those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks expensive.
I don't think it is.
It's really not.
No.
Yeah. Oh, hell, what do I know?
Yeah, the instructions are not even in English, so.
But that doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
What language are they in?
It looks like some type of Asian language.
Most of that stuff is made in China.
But it doesn't have several pages and different languages that the directions are in? I mean, one of those has to be one of your languages that you can speak.
Why did it just turn?
I don't know. Oh, because it's following the face on the TV.
Oh, it's supposed to be following you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good thing we're trial running this. We haven't figured it out yet.
I can't wait to see this video project.
Yeah.
That would creep me out, though. If something's following me every time I take move one way or the other.
And it's all streaming back to China.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the danger.
Yeah. Ideally,
all the way back to Mao and them.
Yeah, the ideal, TJ, would be that each one of us would end up having one of these in front of us.
Yeah.
And then when a segment on the show goes really well, everybody sends their video to the video production guy for that segment, and he cuts it all together and to make something that that people can see every day.
Okay.
To get the best part of the day's show.
Do we have our camera running the whole show?
Yes. Like, for example, here's conceptually how it works. Based on my conversation with Adam the other day. Everybody runs their camera, and at the end of the break, so to speak, if I may use some broadcasting jargon. We would then decide, is that worth keeping or getting rid of? And if everybody says, no, that's probably not good enough, then we just delete it and start your camera again.
It's very involved.
It's very involved. It also will require now, every day at this time, I will not be on Share Funny. I will have to go to another room to record the beginning and end of the video show. Now, that's important, Riggins, because Adam's original idea was, then Riggins will record the beginning. And I said, no. We don't want to give Riggins something to have to leave the room and go do it every day and come back. So I'll take care.
Oh, thanks.
He was like, okay, great.
Yeah, that could throw me into a tailspin. Right. I'd never recover. Wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
But I'm not downing it.
But it's
I'm
not as complicated as it sounds, I don't
right.
think. It's a matter of, though, somebody has to remind, I would say us, but what I mean is me, to start my camera again, because I'll forget. Yeah. And be like, oh, well, we got footage of y'all, none of me for that. Go for it.
I love the name of it. They put a lot of thought into it. Robot Cameraman. That's great.
Well, so yeah. You've used it before, though, so it follows you. Like, when you move, it moves with you. Like, yeah. There you go.
Just a tiny little bit. Hmm. Boop. Boop.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering why you had a camera on yourself if you had been taking some lessons from Ace.
Let me show you how to do this. Yeah.
You want to know how to do a selfie? Or you want to know how to video yourself?
I've used that.
I'll show you.
You don't want to see the footage. Mm.
I don't.
Yeah. Did you sanitize it?
Yeah, where did the stand
me?
Was that yours, Ace, you brought from home?
No, Adam ordered that it. For the, oh. Adam ordered it for the show.
Okay.
The show's had not, this for not, a while. It's been used for a while.
Oh, he didn't order it for deer pierce for you?
Yeah, no.
You can move your deer any way you want, and it'll keep up with it.
Yeah.
All the way across the room. But see, I'm seeing other problems with this, though. So if the phone is in that stand all the time videoing, how would one look at porn during the commercial breaks?
Well, during the commercial breaks, you could take it out of the stand because you would need it to record it.
Okay. So there you go, Regan.
Oh.
Problem solved.
There's the answer to your question, Regan.
Right there.
Watching porn on your phone is so difficult because you have to skip the ad at some point, and they make the button so small. Just make the skip ad button bigger. Make it the whole size of the video. I can't do anything until I skip the ad, and then you end up clicking something else, and it goes to another video. It's like, I just watched this horrible ad for, you know, some weird sex game thing. Like, I'm not interested in that.
Do you have
make
to turn,
the button.
Do you have to turn your phone sideways?
Not necessarily.
Take up the full screen?
Not, I could, but... They just make that button bigger. That's all I'm asking. Make the button bigger, right? You can't watch it until you skip the ad.
I don't know.
Make the button bigger.
I don't watch porn.
I thought I had some good information this morning, but Riggins, you poo-pooed it.
What was that?
Let's see. When you're talking about those ads for the adult things, made me think of it. I must have thrown it away because you poo-pooed it and said it was a lie. Wasn't it the...
it was a lie.
When I said that the booty plugs were originally created to help with migraines or something like that. Wasn't that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
How do you know that's not true? Riggins?
How do I know that's not true? No, I don't know that it's not true.
Well, I'm going to go.
What I did say is... Seems like a convenient excuse when your spouse finds a butt plug and you're like, it's for my headaches. okay.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Yeah, there you go.
But I figure it's one of those things that distracts you from the real pain. Like if you put pain or discomfort on one part of the body, it distracts you from the pain that is in your head.
You are right in that piece of information, TJ. I just Googled it.
Oh.
They were called rectal dilators. And they came in four sizes. Originally sold as a miracle cure for headaches, acne, and insanity.
Oh.
Insanity.
That's what this article is.
I'm going to put this in your, you got some pimples. I'm going to put this in your ass now. You're like, what?
And you're crazy. So also let me put this in your butt.
What happened to proactive?
Now, to be fair, this vaccine ended sometime after 1800 when it became apparent that it really didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was right.
Mm-hmm. Well. My name's Earl, but they call me the anal dilator.
Well,
AKA. Yeah, anal dilator.
Yuck.
You got now and laters and dilators.
It does say in the 1940s it was used to help with migraines. And you would lay down with it in for 30 minutes and just rest, and it was supposed to help.
It'd make my headache go away.
Yeah.
If I had to deal with that.
Yeah, it's like breaking your hand and smashing your foot with a hammer just to take the pain away.
Yeah.
But there are, Have you ever watched dilation videos?
No.
Okay.
You do this in your free time? Just a hobby of yours?
Is it a medical thing?
Yeah, but there's like a sexual element to it.
Okay. No, I have not.
Well, good.
I don't want to seem like a goody-goody.
A regular Tim Tebow over here. A bit of a prude. I didn't realize.
But no.
A little stuffy in here, I don't mind telling you.
Mr. Goody Tushy.
Yeah. You're not watching dilation videos.
Ned Flanders.
Yeah. Sorry. I like seeing what's out there.
Yeah.
Ozzie and Harriet. Yeah.
I like seeing what's out there.
Yeah.
I used to get it confused. I couldn't get it straight whether dilated meant bigger or smaller. Because it sounds like it would make things smaller to me. Like his pupils were dilated. Oh, he didn't have pupils. Like it shrunk.
He didn't away. Have pupils.
Oh my God. He was born without pupils.
What?
What is that?
Weirdo.
His pupils were dilated at birth.
Yeah. I'm dating a new guy. Yeah, but he was born without pupils. Can you imagine? What?
He's pupilless.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah. It's this whole thing about pupils.
It was weird. Okay, so the butt plug thing is not true?
It was true at one. It was invented for that, but then they debunked it later. Where they said, I've still got a headache, and now I just feel like I've got something in my butt to go with it. So can you please remove that and give me some Excedrin?
Yeah. I said it's also for crazy people. Those poor crazy people, not only they're crazy, but now they got something shoved in their ass. They're like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like it would have the opposite effect. You know, if somebody's having some mental breakdown or something, you see, he'd be like, I knew this was a conspiracy. I knew there were aliens.
This is the treatment? I'll stay crazy. I'll stay crazy.
Yeah, yeah, tighten the straitjacket on me.
For real.
This is the alternative. Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, I walk around with acne all over me.
Right, acne.
What in the world would make somebody think that it would cure acne?
I don't know. It was 1800s. Yeah. Early 1800s at that.
But I mean, they were removing bullets and shit. They knew real medical stuff.
Yeah.
You like bite on this I like rawhide.
That as, yeah. I like that as the standard, though. I mean, they were removing bullets. They could have figured something out. But,
sure. Certainly.
I mean, they knew how to do surgery.
Whoever invented that was a bit of a snake oil salesman. He's like, acne, craziness, headaches, it'll stop it all.
People out there going, isn't he the same guy that came through here selling some kind of an elixir a couple of weeks ago?
Think about everything. The amount of things today that you mentioned that. The amount of things today that are commonplace that we don't think anything about that you can go to the doctor and get or just take over the counter, go to a drugstore and pick up that they didn't have back then.
Yeah.
You were just stuck, I don't know what, getting drunk to try to make it better, no matter what it was.
Yeah, that was the painkiller.
It was pretty much down to whiskey and biting a towel or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, even in the 60s and 70s, they did some screwed up medical things. Like I was telling you, I was watching that documentary about the Carpenters, and Richard Carpenter, Karen Carpenter's brother, was addicted to Quaaludes. Now, the music that they played was the softest, most innocent sounding music that you could imagine. So it's not like he was in Aerosmith running around getting addicted to drugs, but they gave him Quaaludes at the doctor to help him sleep because he couldn't sleep. And they put him on Quaaludes. So he gets addicted to him and ends up having to go to rehab. And that was in the early 70s.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's some dumb shit.
I guess they would. I don't know much about Quaaludes, but I know it's a downer. So is that why it would help you sleep? It brings you down to make you sleepy?
I guess.
It's a, what do you call it? A barbiturate?
Yeah, there you go. I was just about to say that. Amphetamines and barbiturates.
He's like, one of them didn't work. We'll take two.
Or three. Whatever you need.
How do you know he's taking eight a day or whatever?
No, I forgot what they said he was taking a day, but it was like
a crazy number?
Like he was taking 20 at a time.
Stop.
Yeah, something like that. Crazy.
20 at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get to sleep?
And it didn't mess him up permanently?
No, when he got addicted to him and he had to have it all the time.
That's how it messed him up permanently. He got addicted to it.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yikes.
But you would, if you're going to be on drugs as a musician and you're playing the kind of music the Carpenters played, it would need to be downers.
Yeah. You don't want to be hyped.
No.
You're playing rainy days and Mondays always get me.
Why couldn't they just smoke some weed?
Well, and don't get me wrong.
Because that was
love the Carpenters music. Absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. But, yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to do any uppers and try to play it. Yeah. I mean, you got to be kind of melancholy.
Yeah, to kind of break the mood. Uh-huh. If they were just too, yeah. I know Rainy Days and Mondays, I know that one. And then We've only just begun. That's Carpenters, right?
Yeah.
What was another big one?
They weren't
Don't
snort.
You remember you told me you love me, baby?
That was probably about as up-tempo as it got in the Carpenters, wasn't it?
No, they had one called I'm on the top of the world and then down on creation and the only thing I
Yeah, they weren't snorting lines off the amps when the lights went out like Aerosmith was.
She was doing something. Wasn't she on
that? No, she had anorexia. She was like the first case of anorexia nervosa that got in the public mainstream. Like, she brought it to the mainstream of people going, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was bad. So while they said that in this documentary, the difference between the two of them was that Richard recognized he needed help and got it. She didn't.
Because he realizes, okay, this is a drug thing I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have, there were no drugs or anything. It just, she didn't realize it was a mental issue.
No, she knew because she would wear layers of clothes
to make herself look bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And so she knew it was wrong and that she wasn't right.
That's so sad.
But yeah, they said,
cause she was
in this documentary I've noticed on the Reels channel that you were talking about the other day. A lot of the documentaries are made in England.
Okay.
Even though they're using Americans and they're about Americans and all that, some of the English, the British stuff seeps in there. Like when they're reenacting some of the scenes and it showed, you know, supposedly Karen Carpenter stepping up onto the scale and her doctor over her shoulder and going, my God, Karen, you're only weighing 4.5 stone.
Oh, no.
It's like,
what?
No,
what?
Damn, American doctor is going to say you wear stone. You weigh stone.
And every American's like going to their phone.
The hell is it? Is it
stone? Like 80 pounds?
4.5 stone equal.
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's 40 pounds, isn't it?
4.9, let's see, stone in
Maybe
pounds.
Maybe he said 5.5
68.6 pounds.
Maybe he said 5.5 stone. Because she got down to about 80 pounds, I think, or below.
All right, let's see. 5.5 stone in pounds is 77 pounds.
Yeah, so that's probably what he said. 5.5 stone. You're barely 5.5 stone.
But everybody in America was like, where's my phone? Damn, I gotta look it up.
Yeah, how do you let that slip?
Because it was made for an English audience.
Oh, it actually was made
for
them.
Yeah, I think so. But they had to use American actors and everything or do American accents and all because, you know, they're watching the story of these Americans.
Yeah.
How it worked, because she was an international superstar.
Yeah. I get them confused with Captain and Tennille.
Captain and Tennille were a married couple.
Yeah, they had some jams.
And they had some kind of up-tempo.
Yeah.
Almost made it cross over to the disco time. Like, they had a couple of songs that could have been
Love will keep us together, right?
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet talking girl comes along singing a song.
I remember the Carpenters and Captain and Tennille from infomercials. I used to love when I was a kid watching infomercials for different things, and that was like, you know, ballads of the 70s or whatever it was, songs of the 70s.
Mm.
I learned a bunch of those songs.
Yeah, my wife loves the soft rock favorites of the 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, loves.
Well, just doing some Googling. Captain and Tennille divorced in 2014.
Yeah, they just split up.
After 40 years of marriage. Mm-hmm. Like, she's married 40 years. It got to a point of like, I can't take any more of your ass.
She's like, hey, Captain, kick rocks. I'm over your shit.
And I think he was like a teller of Penn and Teller when they would do interviews and stuff like that. I think he barely talked.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of, and he always wore the captain's hat.
Yeah, they were married and, 39 years. He died in 2019.
And didn't they both play the keyboards at the same time?
I picture him playing and her standing in front of it.
She hired him as a pianist for her solo deal, and then they realized, we write good songs together, and they fell in love and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he was a pianist for hire.
I'm your pianist for hire.
Oh, we haven't taken a break yet, have we?
Talking about the Carpenters, time flies.
Hey, you just get lost, man.
The soft rock hits from the
70s. This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
The majority of people kiss their dog more than their significant other. What's this? Stupid survey says.
Stupid. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. But it made me think of something. Riggins, I think you've said this. I think you had an idea for a piece of radio bittage or something about the animal breaking up your, having a big negative effect on your relationship. And it's like somebody saying, the dog is more important than I am. You hear that all the time with couples that have been together for a while. I mean, it's okay. It's understandable if you just met somebody and they say, yeah, I mean, I've had this dog for 3 years. Of course, I'm going to care about the dog more than I do you. I've known you for 2 weeks. But you will hear people who've been in long-term relationships say, they always say, he knows if it comes down to choosing him or the dog or the dogs, I'm choosing the dogs. And then he'll pipe up and go, yeah, that's true. Yeah. You never, I'm okay, just imagine if the genders were reversed on that. And a guy said, yeah, my wife knows. Look at her, she knows that if it comes down to choosing between her and my dog, she's out. And you know, if they're not fighting, they got a happy marriage going. And he says, I'm choosing the dog, and she knows it.
She'd be furious.
Right. Would she sit there and go, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Not a chance.
And would anybody sitting there that they're telling this shit go, I see that. I don't blame him. Please. No.
You're right.
All hell would break loose. He'd be the sorriest son of a bitch that has ever had a pet or a wife.
He doesn't appreciate anything.
That he would choose, he just blatantly, and I believe him too, he's serious. He would choose the dog over his wife. And then when the wife and the other women get alone, you go, you really believe he would choose the dog over you if it came down to it? Yeah. Girl, something is wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just would never happen.
Mm-mm.
It would never happen.
Because I've never heard it. I've heard so many times the woman say, yeah, he knows I'm choosing my dog or my cat over him.
Yeah.
And then the guy's usually, like, it's funny.
It's true. Yeah, it's wrong both ways.
I wouldn't say that either way.
Yeah, but it never gets said with from the guy, unless it's met with, you know, you're a sorry SOB and trash and selfish and all that.
Definitely.
Well, just think what you want, but it'll be me and Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Be me and Rambo here.
All I need to do is put my bag and my guns and Jake in the truck, and we just haul ass.
Yeah, that's
right. Mm-hmm. And the more you're talking, the more I'm thinking about doing it.
Right.
You keep on yapping.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little double standard, you know, pointing out a double standard that shows that, you know.
There are a lot of
women can dish it out, but they can't take it.
Please.
Cannot take it.
Y'all dish it out to me every single day.
No, I'm talking about in relationships. In relationships. Because you think about it, you're in a long-term relationship with a guy. Maybe even, I know you have to suspend reality here for a second, but you think about it, maybe it's a husband. Maybe you end up having a husband someday, Alexis.
Why are you laughing, Riggins? Is it so hard to believe?
No, not at all.
Do you think you would like to be married one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I don't picture you being married.
Why not?
I don't know. Because you seem to be, or we picture you and we think of you as being so positive and the world's great and pretty and there are snow gods and I'm sending vibes and crystals and all of that. Doesn't just seem like somebody that would be with the whole humdrum of being married. You know what I mean? Not that being married is nothing but a humdrum situation.
Yeah,
but
like, is it?
I don't picture you as being a traditionalist. Let me put it that way.
That's fair. Yeah, I believe that.
I could see why you would think that. But when it comes to marriage, I've always said if it was the right person and a right partner, most definitely I would like that.
Oh, okay, see, that's where you're going to F up, is waiting for the right
exactly.
person.
Exactly. So yeah. I might not.
In the right situation.
It's an
you know, everybody else looks for just any person at any situation. So you're never going to get married.
Well, that's the only one.
I mean, I bet you like food too, don't you?
Yeah, I knew it.
No, you don't understand. I love food.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable because she attracts people, right? She's one of those people that draws people in, and it's inevitable, especially when you post pictures like that one on Instagram yesterday. Big old thing. Damn.
Yeah, man.
Oh, was she thirst trapping?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, she was thirst trapping bad. Yeah.
They look good.
Thank you.
Was it obscene?
Huh?
Was it obscene?
No.
Mm-mm.
Some of hers is obscene.
No, it's not. I've cleaned it up some.
Obscenity.
I said, damn, I didn't know she
had this. We got the likes going up on that picture. You like my caption?
Yeah, honestly, that was the last thing I was looking at in that picture. But yeah, it was a good picture.
Thank you.
I've never seen like a, you know,
going
out like that.
I like to just bust them out every once in a while a little
bit.
I like to just bust them out like that every once in a while.
Bust them out.
Just bust them out a little bit.
Yeah, I was scrolling through and it came up and I was like, damn, like, wow.
Speaking things.
I'm just getting hot. It's getting hot in here.
Is that one of those deals where Rob wouldn't have seen it because he muted her?
No, because it was a post.
Oh, yeah.
It was an online
story.
So he
muted your story.
Yeah.
However that works.
Let's see.
I made the mistake.
Oh, here it is. I'm showing TJ now.
Oh.
And the caption.
I've heard that she does a lot worse than that, though.
What's the hype? This is something like.
What? What the hell?
It's a caption from a Nicki Minaj song.
Oh, Yikes. Oh my God! How did I
What's
not
the
know
hype?
That?
This is something light.
And that's what you were asking Riggins if he liked that part of it.
Yeah, I was like, you know, because it was a little light flex.
Not looking at the caption in that picture.
Would you have known? Even did you know that reference?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Staying young.
Thanks,
Riggins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good picture.
Thank
Just
you.
Caught me. I'm like, whoa, shit.
Yeah, summer's coming.
Yeah.
Gearing up for that.
You're just giving everybody a heads up.
Just a heads up.
Not if you keep talking to them snow gods. It's not.
All right,
asking
boys.
For winter vibes.
Get ready, boys. Summer's coming.
Summer's coming. We working now. It's going to be bikini season. We're going to be out here.
Yeah.
What is your, do you have a, do you have a bikini season goal? Like when you're working out, do you have a goal that you're working toward or something you're trying to hit?
I'm not putting a goal. I'm just kind of, I like seeing the changes and I don't want to put a goal because I usually don't do well with those. So just going to wing it.
Okay.
See what happens.
Sounds good. I mean, whatever works.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's the first time that I've actually worked out consistently, so ever in my life.
Mm-hmm. And you're feeling, you said you were feeling good.
I love it. I mean, I don't love working out, but I love how I feel.
Hey, y'all ever look at somebody's or go through the different stories on Instagram and you're in a bad mood and you just start cussing the people and they've done nothing to you to make you angry or anything? You just look at what they're posting and go, oh, get out of here.
Shut up. You know, sure.
Yeah. I did that this morning. I don't know why. I was. All of a sudden, it just hit me that it's got grumpy. And I was looking at the stories, and then this, it was either a man or a woman. I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But he or she is kind of obsessed with their kid.
Okay.
And posts dumb, corny things about their kid all the time. Sometimes it's cute, whatever. But it hit me the wrong way. And then right after that was someone posting a picture of themselves performing.
Yeah.
And I look at the first one and it's, I go, shut the F up. And then I go to the next one. I go, you too with your no singing ass. And then I was like, what am I doing?
With your no singing ass.
No singing ass. I was back in Winfield, Louisiana with all of my black friends just going, what you looking at? With your looking ass. What are you laughing at? No singing ass. You need to shut up, too.
I find it...
I didn't say anything. Were you about to?
I find it more on TikTok. Dumbass people who can't figure out that if you're going to put three lines for a story I got to read, you got to give me time to read it. And I'm a good reader. I'm a fast reader. If I'm only,
I was going to ask that. Are you a fast reader?
I'm a fast reader. And I'm not... But I'm not watching your bullshit post a second time just to try to read the rest of it. You know what else I don't like? Follow me for part two. F off. I am not following you. I hate that. Don't make me follow you to get the rest of us. Don't take me right up to the conclusion of the story and then post, follow me for part two.
We do it all the time. We do.
When?
It's a tease.
Yeah. We do it's it with our Instagram story.
But if it's a good tease and the payoff is worth it, I don't mind. But sometimes it isn't. It isn't shit.
I was just thinking that.
On the radio, we're not hassling you. You don't have to go click buttons and go follow somebody. You know, what? F them. I'm not following you for part two. Suck it.
Well, you don't have to follow them, but you got to go look at their page. I think it's really good. If the payoff is worth it, just like on the radio.
I've learned most of the payoffs aren't worth it. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's fair.
But yeah, it's when they post pictures or they post captions, words, I'm trying to follow your story, but then one screen changes too fast. It's like, damn it. I didn't have time to read it, and I got to go back through three screens to get to this.
You can just hold it, and it won't switch over.
For real?
Yeah.
I tried that. It didn't work.
Come on.
Yeah, just put your thumb on it.
I apologize because I had no idea when I brought up being grumpy at social media that it would spark a rant from Ace.
Oh, my God.
Considering this morning, he almost ripped the door off the hinges when he said, F you and your part two. Yeah. Bullshit, you fat son of a bitch.
He was on fire. Over this TikTok thing.
What's the other one that makes me mad? I mentioned it this morning. Something else that aggravates
people that can't keep up with their lip singing, but it doesn't match up with the song.
And then they post it. Like, go back and look at this. You're following. You're supposed to be saying words to people, and look at it. And your shit is out of time. Like, don't post that. Do that again.
Maybe,
get it right.
Maybe they were trying to go for like a karate movie vibe.
They
you
weren't.
Know?
They're not because they're not that witty. It's aggravating. I mean, it's got to be well done. Don't make me scroll through and I find that really annoying. It's just like, you know what else? Whenever I was posting the when you would dance, a bounce across the floor, dun, 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 and women get off time because guys didn't do that. Women would be bouncing off time. I just I go.
How
to the
are you so off tempo?
It drives me nuts. Sure. The whole point of it is you're supposed to bounce on the beat.
Bum,
Joe,
no rhythm
ass. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. And after, bum, 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 bum. God dang, stop.
You know what you need to do, Ace? You need to form a group of men your age who get pissed off at TikTok. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That's a party of one.
Share fun.
Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
This TikTok.
I know.
This damn.
I'm not wrong, though.
TikTokers not paying attention to detail.
That's what it is.
Hello, children.
And there are a lot of them that I find to be real. There are some things on TikTok I find to be really funny. I can't remember the guy's name. I think Mike and Kat are hilarious. Well, I think she's funny. He's not that good, but she has to throw him a bone every now and then, let him be in a video.
Well, I mean, he's throwing her one.
Well, they have had a kid.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that I find he looks like a kid, but I think he's probably in his 20s. He's hilarious. I think he does some really funny stuff, but I can't think of his name at the moment. Curly haired kid. Like he posted a video the other day that was like, he had a little pink card. He goes, I don't know what these are. I hear everybody talking about their V cards. I don't know how to get one, so I made my own. He goes, I don't know why people keep losing these. I'm never going to lose mine. I'm going to keep it in my wallet.
Is he really chubby?
No, he's a real thin kid. He does some funny stuff. Really funny stuff.
I still don't have TikTok. I don't have an app on my phone.
Oh, my God. That's.
I don't know.
That's another thing Gen Zers make fun of millennials about, is not knowing how to use TikTok. And I think they're exaggerating on that.
Well, maybe. But maybe not.
But I actually saw that it was a millennial making the joke about Gen Zers trying to explain TikTok to millennials. So,
having some fun with it.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't care what those kids think.
Those little hooligans.
Little twerp.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Always listen to the kids. That's kind of the message for life. Listen to the kids. They know. I've always said that.
You're going to make fun of me because I don't know how to use TikTok. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, that's fair. Right. Why do you care?
Like, I have a job and an apartment. And
right.
So I'm fine. Yeah.
So,
oh, boy.
You act like you're against all social media because you don't have time for it. I mean, you're thirst trapping every day, high as a damn satellite.
I don't thirst trap every day.
Running around, jumping off your balcony, you know, praising the snow gods and sending up vibes.
You're posting 27 Insta stories a day. Yeah,
Do you know that everybody...
Then you act like you're too good for TikTok. Yeah. Like, okay, that's a bunch of losers on TikTok.
Wait, and you tell me that didn't sound like something an old person would say a minute ago, I can't quote it, but... I have a job and an apartment. I don't have time for TikTok.
Well, because TikTok, you have to take time to actually do it. A story, you just repost it. That takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't have time to sit there, put my phone on, try different times to make video dances. I can't do it.
That's the very thing Adam's wanting you to do with this.
All I have to do is hit record.
But you don't have to do dances and stuff on there. Riggins
like
knows
it.
TikTok, know. And he's on TikTok. But he never I know he doesn't post anything. You don't have to post anything to go and watch it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't post it because I don't want to be like the old person that's like on TikTok. But I like the content.
You'd be creepy.
Exactly.
Old people that post on TikTok are just creepy.
Yeah. I'm about to be creepy as hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think I'm going
to
go home and
you're about to be creepy as hell?
Yeah.
I got bad news for you.
Did we just do a time machine flashback to 1985 right before you got creepy as hell?
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna go home and knock out the silhouette challenge this afternoon.
Yeah, that's good. Do that.
I think I'd.
I don't know about that.
Have you seen the silhouette challenge?
Like, yeah, yeah, I have.
I think I'm gonna look. Wait.
You should do it.
I'm gonna hit the gym first, and I'm gonna go home and.
Yeah. Do it.
Throw it out there.
Except at your age, it'll be a silo dry.
I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do that thing. I don't know what it's called, but where they do a small waist, pretty face with a big bang and then jump around and jump.
Oh, don't do that.
I haven't seen that one. That's gross. I have not seen that one. I mean, I see all the things that are trending. Obviously, it pops up on Instagram as well. So I know the challenges, but that's about it.
What's that one called, Riggins?
It's the big bang. Pretty face, small waist with a big bang.
Yeah, let's see if I.
Oh, so it's not the pretty face, small waist with a big behind. Not that one. That's a different one.
Basically, like that. You just show off your fat ass.
Because I got one. I'm thinking that one I'm thinking of is a Mike Jones.
So. Mike Jones.
I need a dime. That's top of the line. Pretty face, small waist with a big behind. I need a dime.
Yeah. That's a good one.
But these TikTok kids ain't cool enough to know what that shit is right there. They don't even know Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Wait till I get on there. with your TikTok and your talk ticks.
And your damn My Face. Facebook.
Yeah. My Face. I'm on My Face and
Snatch Chat.
That's a good idea. Snatch Chat.
And fans only.
Yeah, it's good content, but it is more involved than just posting something.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Like, that's why you let the kids have it. I'm glad you guys are entertaining, but don't make fun of us. Because we don't know how to use it.
See, whenever I bring up these...
you are sounding older and older by the minute, man.
That's what Ace, I like bringing up these things that Gen Z kids are making fun of millennials about. Riggins is cool with it. He doesn't care, but it always hits a nerve with Alexis.
It does.
Yeah, it's part of getting older. It just happens. It's life. Yeah.
But some of it doesn't make any sense. Like the part thing, the hair part thing really gets on my nerves because the hair part depends on your facial structure in your face.
It also depends on what's in style at the moment. In side part, not in style. If you think that side part's in style, you're old AF.
Please. Yeah. Please.
Yeah.
If you think, so cruel,
if you think being a Latina is in style, then you're old.
Yeah, come on.
Please, I'm timeless.
Yeah.
I'll be...
They also make fun of not just the side part, but curly hair.
Whatever.
And if your name's Alexis, that is super not cool.
Yeah. Sure. If you're short.
Don't let them take it.
I'm just letting it go. Because you know what? After the show, I'm going to get messages from people. Don't let them talk to you about posting. We love your posts. I get it all the time. So.
Yeah, from jail. That's easy.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So... Riggins, I don't know if you were listening just now during the off-air conversation, but there's a country phrase you can throw into the mix.
What was that?
You know, mama's in that boot.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, my mom has a broken foot, and she's wearing a boot you slide on and off.
You know, mama's having a hard time getting around in that boot. Your mama's in a boot? Yeah.
Mama's in that boot.
That's exactly what it is. Big strap-up Velcro boot from her tips of her toes to her knee.
Make sure mama's using her walker. Oh, she hates that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama's in that boot.
The tips of her toe to her God. Knee.
That's right.
It sucks. But what are you going to do? I told her, stop trying to jump rope with a cigarette and beer in your hand. Put the beer down.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, she broke her foot just walking through the yard. Like, and it didn't, I mean, she's 78, stepped on like it was a little uneven part, and it kind of just rolled her ankle a bit, and it popped it cracked the bone across the top of her foot.
Yeah, it sucks.
Right just below walking. Her ankle. Just walking. You know, just kind of, the normal thing, you kind of step and go, oh, that was uneven right there. Just pow.
It's a bitch getting old.
I don't want to get old.
How'd you break your foot? The wind.
I choked on the wind.
Yeah. Oh. Telling you though, there'll come a day, Riggins, you'll wake up one day and be like, shit, why is my knee hurting from sleeping? Like, what's that about?
I didn't do anything. Yeah. I was just asleep.
Or just, I always think one of the things that reminded me that I'm getting older, years ago, they had the middle school principal said, hey, we're going to play ball up here Sunday night if you want to come play. I said, hell yeah, I'll go. So we played full court for about 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
Like, awesome. I'm in good shape. That's no problem. I woke up the next morning and trying to get out of bed was like, what? Why are my hips hurting
Your
so bad?
Your hips.
I'm dying. My hips were killing me from doing that. I was like, oh, God, I'm getting old, man.
You got to work them hips out.
I woke up Monday morning. And I couldn't grip anything. You know how if you've done a lot of lifting or you've done some arm weights and stuff like that, your forearms will get sore and you feel like you can't grip anything. But I hadn't done a damn thing except I woke up that way. So I must have been having some intense dreams that all night I'm just clenching my fists.
Oh my God.
All night. I mean, seriously, if I went to pick up anything, it was like, oh. I went to get my water bottle. Yeah. I was like, good Lord, that hurts. My whole
You were that
hand,
tensed up?
Yeah.
In a dream. He's just like, oh, I want to knock somebody out. Dang.
Anger.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you wake up and your hands were balled up like that?
No, but I woke up dreaming about the, there's this mob boss guy killer that is in this show that we're watching called Your Honor. And I dreamed that he had kidnapped me.
What?
And I was trying to get away from him. But he had me tied up. And so I'm wondering if, because I was, you know, acting like my hands were tied, that I was, you know.
Are most of your dreams traumatic like that?
Yeah, they're usually bad dreams.
Really?
When I have a dream.
That might be something to look into.
Yeah. As in what? Like
try to watch something happy before you go to sleep.
I don't know, but that might contribute to your... Yeah. Partly to your sleep problems.
Maybe less scary shit on TV.
Yeah. But, I mean, I found that so interesting the other day when Alexis said that her mom dreams sometimes in Spanish and sometimes in English.
Yeah.
I never thought about that with bilingual people, that their dreams could come in either. But yours are only in England. Oh, English. England.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only dream when I go to England.
Yeah. I only dream in England.
Hello, mate. Yeah. You know, I've never had a dream in Spanish. And I dream a lot. I dream almost every night.
Yeah.
I have dreams almost every night.
But you know what? You're living your dreams. That's the thing. That's the thing. El Dreamos.
Somebody said on Twitter, they said, think about your dreams. Your phone is never in your dreams.
Yeah. Like,
that's really interesting. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Like you never have your phone in your dream.
Really? I don't know. I never, maybe a couple times a year I'll have a dream that I remember.
You don't remember a lot of dreams?
I never remember any dreams.
I can wake up from a dream, and if I liked that dream, I can go back to sleep and keep dreaming it.
Oh, that's
been
cool.
Able to really? Do that. Yeah, huh. It's crazy.
I think everybody's tried that, but I don't know anybody that's ever said mm-hmm. they can do it. Very few people can pull it off.
It hasn't happened often, but there's been times where I remember waking up, go to the bathroom, come back, and I'm like, I really like that dream, and I start thinking about it, and I just go right back into it.
Were you getting a little?
No.
You just assumed if she liked the dream.
That's the only reason why I would want to keep dreaming. If I was having
yeah, that's the only one I'd want to go back to.
But she's probably dreaming about something, eating something.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
You know, that pho hits different.
Yeah.
In your dreams.
What were you dreaming about? Eating pho?
Yeah, yeah, dream pho is amazing. Yeah.
Dream pho. Was, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I was pho-ing in my dream.
Oh, my God. We just got a funny DM from a guy. It says, I work police security at middle school sports events. You can only buy tickets online because of limited seating, and so we have to turn people away who just show up. Well, apparently, someone jokingly told our new principal that when you go online, you go to OnlyFans to buy tickets for the game. She didn't know what OnlyFans was, and it was the first time she was working the games. She had already told about 5 to 10 people to go to OnlyFans to get their tickets before I overheard her and stepped in.
My God.
It's an assistant principal, not a principal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the principal would have known.
Would have known.
Yeah,
that's not
that's
nice.
Messed up.
You got to know all kinds of stuff to be a principal.
Yeah.
They do have, and I know this because I saw it on Instagram the other day, and I looked at OnlyFans on Instagram. All of the things they promote on their Instagram, none of it is sexual. It's all interesting. There's some interesting stuff on there that you could follow.
Yeah, our friend Veronica does her podcast with Tim, the guy that she's on Pillow Talk with. And I don't know, I think she probably does some stuff by herself too. Yeah. She was telling me that they wanted to promote the fact that OnlyFans is not just amateur porn and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I said, who wants you to promote that? She said, OnlyFans. I said, oh, of course. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah. Like, hey, tell them we're not just amateur porn. I mean, we got family stuff here.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of stuff that was like, oh, that's kind of interesting.
All creators,
a variety of people. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard now, I think. Like, if we started promoting our OnlyFans to our audience, you know, crazy millennials and Gen Z kids.
Yeah, I would
be like, these old men got OnlyFans. Yeah. Gross.
If anybody would pay for it, I would do it though for legit.
Really? Yeah, you would show your beer on OnlyFans.
I'm broke. I need the money. I would gladly do that.
It'd take a quarter to convince him to do it. he's constantly flipping through his phone, like, oh, you don't need to see that one to me. Oh, you don't need to wanting this. Oh, I'm gonna leave my phone right here. So don't look at it because I'm naked. Oops. Oh, yeah, I dropped my phone right there beside you. Don't look. It's got a deer peer on it right now.
Oh, no.
Don't look.
Oh, no. Another picture of my booty hole.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.